All right, here we go. It's time for another episode of the Ticket Studs. We have a special October edition Halloween scary horror movies. And here is our order today. We have Salemi in the one spot, Arvin at two, Latell at three. I am at the four, the turn again. Hopefully not next time. Salemi is amped to have the number one overall pick.
Very amped.
Let's go.
He's got to waste
Very
it.
Amped. I am taking what I think is not only the most original horror film, but also reset the horror film genre.
Oh, I know what it is.
That is a pretty spooky, creepy, and very funny.
Can I guess what it is?
Yes.
Is it Scream?
It is Scream.
Yeah. He loves that movie.
Oh my.
What it's are you good. Taking it
it's
as?
Good. I am 1990s.
You're sure. not going to take it as Superstar?
No.
Take that, Courtney Cox.
I got a great A-lister lined up for that. Yeah, part of what has always been big for me and why I like Scream so much. We went to see that, myself, my older brother, and at the time, my girlfriend, now my wife. We went Christmas Eve to see Scream. And we just went because we thought it was Christmas Eve night. We were bored. We thought we'd go to a late showing of a movie. Mm-hmm. And I thought, how funny would it be to go see this horror film? We knew nothing mm-hmm. about the movie. There was no... And you know I love trailers. I had never even seen a trailer for it.
Nobody did. It was the ultimate sleeper hit.
Yeah. And the first, I remember distinctly the first 10 minutes of that movie with the game show and he's calling and you hang up on me one more time. I'll gut you. The first 10 minutes, I looked over at Maria and said, I don't know if I can do this. what the hell have we gotten into?
And Drew Barrymore's great in that.
Yes.
Like, so and you're true. Like, oh, it's Drew Barrymore. Boom. She's in this. That's so cool. And then she's not.
Yeah.
She's
but
gone.
It is it's scary. It's kind of slasher-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that goes on in the movie when it's all said and done. There's nothing that, if you set aside the fact that you got two high school kids being sociopaths, it's all realistic. Like, there's nothing done where there's no superhuman killing you.
Were you kind of on edge to teach for a while? Because you're like, wow, my kids could do this.
They could. I wasn't a teacher yet. And if it could happen to the Fonz, it could happen to any of us.
That's true.
Lord knows.
As it was written.
Yeah, and I just love the final scene when he's like, my mom's going to be so pissed.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
Damn it, Billy, I think you stabbed. Like, I really think you hurt me. Yeah.
Arvin, you're up.
Jaws.
Is this film? You are not
That's
picking
it.
Jaws,
That's it.
Are you?
No, I already wrote it down.
Yeah, I say this.
As soon as you said Scream, I wrote Jaws. So, yep, that's exactly what's happening. Right. For my 70s movie, I'm going to take the movie that still, to this day, as a 45-year-old man, makes me not want to go into the water, and that would be Jaws. I'm so glad I got to pick this movie. Yeah. Every time I'm going to get to pick Jaws, I'm going to pick Jaws. Like, every single time.
It's a great
and
movie.
I was so offended that Jaws is not on this list that we had either. Like, Jaws 2 is on there. Jaws 3D is on there. Jaws The Revenge is on there. And Jaws is not on there. So, and
That's
that also might be a record for how many times you can say Jaws in one sentence. But, yeah, I love this movie and legitimately scared the living crap out of me as a kid. So, yeah.
How do you feel about Salemi's stance that it's not a Halloween or a horror movie?
I think it's a horror movie. I think it's very much depending on your perspective. Like, I can see how you could get to the point where it's not.
I just never thought of that. And I was scared. I was scared at the YMCA.
Sure. Oh, yeah. 100%.
How dumb is that?
When I was a kid, like, if I was left alone in a pool, even if it was, like, you know, a backyard, like, we have a 3-foot pool, guys.
Right.
Come on over. If I was left in that pool by myself, within 3 minutes, I would be out of that pool. Like, and that's if I made it 3 minutes. Like, 3 minutes might be, honestly, like, a little bit of an ego play for me, because I don't think I made it 3 minutes. Like, it felt like forever. And then as soon as I realized I was by myself, I was like, no, there could be a shark in here. I'm getting out of here. And that's the power of that movie, because no other movie, like, made me think, like, you know, like that. Like, I think Spielberg just does such an amazing job. Because he had to, because the shark didn't work, of like making it a mental like thriller and or horror movie, depending on how you come down on it. But thriller, horror movie, like to me at that age, seeing it And then like, and we would have like year, or not yearly, but like every third year-ish trips to Florida. And so we like, you know, beach was like part of like the summer sometimes. And yeah, I could just like put myself into that, like that, especially Alex Kittner, like the little kid on the raft. Yeah. Like I could put myself into that. And I was like, nope, that's just not cool.
Well, how thankful that like the shark bot was malfunctioning.
Oh, yeah,
seriously.
It just
makes it so much scarier.
Shark bot,
yeah.
Poor Bruce. When did the Bryce. Movie come out, Cashner?
75.
Yeah. 75. So then what was – they we've talked about this before. They had that anniversary showing where it was in the water.
Yeah.
People were going to sit on
– down in Texas where they did it on a lake.
And, oh, God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No thanks.
And it went at night. Like they waited for it to be nighttime.
They were doing
and they put an inflatable screen out in the middle of the lake. Like you were encouraged to like bring flotation devices and stuff. They had people that were going to like swim through with a shark fin – like in Jaws 2, like all of those things like were happening. And I was like, nope. You could not pay me enough money to go and do that. Like, I think it'd be an amazing experience, but it would scare the crap out of me to
I'd
do it.
I'd cry like a little boy.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. 100%. Just like a little boy. I have.
Phrase was cry like a little girl, but.
That's a little sexist.
That's sexist, yeah.
I was a boy growing up. I don't know about you. I mean, I'm not going to assume anything.
My dad said I acted like a girl at times and to grow up, so.
We'll dig deeper into that later.
All right.
Littell, you're up.
Sorry.
All right, you have 9 minutes at the point where Sully makes some of us deeply uncomfortable.
I am going to take my 2000s pick. I feel like 90s and 2000s pool is a little short, so I'm going to take Shaun of the Dead.
No!
Overall.
Arvin just died.
It's probably my favorite Edgar Wright movie. It makes me laugh every other scene. Like, it's so funny.
It's
also, it has some, like, really tense moments when they're in the bar. Finally, they get to the bar and they're losing everybody. Like, oh, man. That movie's so good.
It is.
I love that movie. There's another ding. I love that movie.
But it does kind of double as a comedy. Mine does too. Scream doubles as a comedy, and Shaun of the Dead doubles as a comedy.
Yeah. It's hilarious. I love when they first encounter the woman tied up in the backyard, and they're just like throwing plates, throwing sticks. Like,
hey, Mary.
What's wrong with Mary?
Arvin, do you even want to keep drafting?
No, I'm kind of done. Right? I'm a little done.
I think.
Yeah. Now I know what you felt like.
Yeah, what this a way. Is your Casino Royale.
Yeah, it really is.
What's it called? The Cornetto Trilogy?
Trilogy.
I mean, what a way to kick that off,
it
too.
It really was.
I mean, personally, Hot Fuzz is my favorite out of those, but Shaun of the Dead is so 2000s also. Like, I've seen it so many times, and I have so much nostalgia around that movie. Yeah. Like, what's his name? Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg,
yeah, mm-hmm. Simon Pegg. Brilliant actor.
That was their huge introduction.
I mean, they came out. Yeah.
Simon and Nick Frost.
Yes.
Yeah. That was the first time you saw them, and then all of a sudden Hot Fuzz comes around. There was a little more fanfare because you were expecting like, oh, these are the Shaun of the Dead guys. This is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
And it was. It's so good.
I mean, it's endlessly rewatchable. Another one of those movies when whatever part it's on, I'm just going to sit through to the end because it's that good. The comedic timing is perfect the whole time. I love just the ending scene of them playing video games and he's a zombie on the couch. Like, how beautiful. Their friendship transcends life itself. So, yeah.
All right. Good movie. I'm up.
Just for those of you who are listening and aren't able to see any of this on the pod, Arvin is frantically going through his iPad trying to find movies to add to his list. This man did not come prepared.
I tried to.
He done goofed.
All right. Just wanted to let everyone know what was happening inside the studio.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm very glad that my distress can bring someone joy.
I'm going to take a 2000s, and then you should take a 2000s for your wild card to try to make it even harder.
Oh, that's hilarious. Can I guess what your 2000s pick is going to be?
Sure.
I'm going to guess you're going to pick The Descent.
The Descent?
Yeah.
I'm going to bet he's never seen The Descent.
That's a horrifying movie.
It's on my list.
We made it to about 13 minutes before it finally came up. I do not like scary movies.
Yes. That's
I don't
so
like
jump scares. That's so sad. They're so,
why
it's,
did
no,
you suggest
no, 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 no,
this
no, 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 no.
topic?
Do that?
Jump scares are a whole different thing.
Yeah, that's true,
so,
too. But
you'll see with my picks that there are quite a few horror or Halloween-type movies that I do enjoy. I don't like where they literally try to ruin your night by jump scares. The sure. Strangers,
I feel like that became a
Conjuring,
thing.
Hate yeah. all that.
Look, whoa. The first Conjuring movie is excellent.
Okay, fine.
And the jump scares, Patrick Wilson, the jump scares are earned because it is the monster that is scaring you. It's not just some random thing that's like, oh, loud sound.
You can't logic me through this.
I will.
You know what's a fun
I'm gonna
thing?
Walk you through
it's
this.
Cash's pick.
I know. Will you pick something,
you had
Jesus?
Your turn about Shaun of the pick. Dead, okay? We all get it.
All right. I with my really first pick, I'm going to take The Descent.
Okay. Turn around.
I am going to draft 2000s with my first pick, though, and okay. I am going to take from 2004, Saw.
Oh, wow. Oh. Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
I would have taken Saw too, but like the second Saw. Okay. Like,
in addition.
But the first one's good.
The first one is before it kind of devolved into like torture porn.
I mean, you could argue the first one was already torture
a
porn.
A little, but not nearly to the degree that the ones that followed got to.
I will agree.
Like
yeah.
it was built around that. This one was built around the story. Mm-hmm. It actually had something to follow. Danny Glover and the twist so there. Good. The twist at the, obviously the twist at the very end. Again, I hope this is going to be my ding, my bell. I'd never seen a movie like that. It was like, oh my God, this is the way they set this up. It was like, this is a new wave of movies I'm going to see for the next 15 years.
Yeah.
It was great.
Kind of riding off that like M. Night Shyamalan high to just have that real big twist at the end.
Yep. Okay. And for my 1980s,
oh boy,
I'm going to take The Shining.
Yeah, nice, nice.
I would probably draft it if it wasn't even a Halloween horror edition of the show. If this were 80s, if this were Jack Nicholson movies, Stephen King adaptations, absolutely love everything about The Shining. Kubrick, that yep. is my favorite. I know he's got a lot of different films, but
I think King is lying when he says he doesn't like that movie. That movie's too good to not like.
I think it hurts his ego.
Yeah, because it's better than his book or his short story.
Like, I understand his reasoning why he doesn't like it, but you can't tell me. And obviously,
what is the reason? I didn't know he didn't like it.
Because it doesn't follow certain beats, and yeah. some things are left out that he thought has to be there.
Like the Jack Torrance he wanted, like picture Parker Stevenson.
Oh, okay.
And mm-hmm. he's like, the whole point is that this all-American, wholesome guy who has a drinking problem devolves into just insanity, yeah. just into this terror. And he's like, Jack Nicholson is already creepy looking. Like, I don't buy, which I kind of like, because you're watching the movie, and you're like, when did he go crazy?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Was he always crazy?
Uh-huh. And when she finds the papers, and it's like, oh, he's been typing that the entire time?
Yeah.
The music, the strings.
So good.
There's so many great things to say about The Shining.
Yeah, is that, what is that? Ben music Darnell from Prague? Is that the piece that plays?
That I don't know.
Something like that.
But one of the all-time greatest scenes ever is Lloyd, the bartender.
Oh, dude, every scene with him is so good.
Uh-huh.
And just, like, pushing him toward the edge of derangement. Like, yeah. I love, and also the cliffhanger kind of ending. Like, what's up with him in the picture? Was he always there? Is this a spirit?
It's a tortured soul that's doomed to repeat this throughout history. Yeah, no, it's great. Littell, back to you.
Oh, man, I got to make a big choice here. Do I strategize or do I go with what the heart wants?
Go with your heart.
Yeah.
Go with your heart.
I'm going to go with my heart because I think the 70s and 80s are just going to be so tight of a race, I should say. I'm going to take Alien 70s.
Man. Arvin, how we doing, buddy?
I was going to take Halloween, but then I was like, Alien is one of the most original movies I've ever seen in my life. Like, the art direction, the whole Geiger aesthetic and style that comes out through the whole movie is, there's nothing like it. And the
Oh, that noise was the ripping of Arvin's list.
We're going to take a commercial break.
This segment sponsored by BetterHelp.
Wow.
I know the number for EAP.
I kind of like Jaws, man. These movies scared me when I was a kid. I just don't.
You don't think that movie's still scary to me. Like, very scary.
Yeah, it is. I just.
And it's also.
To me, it just never thought
told.
Of. I'm not criticizing the pick at all. Same thing with Jaws, because they are legit scary. hell, they're probably scarier than some of the horror movies I have seen that I like.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not scared of Ghostface. I'm not worried. I'm not looking around my house for Ghostface.
It could be anyone.
Well, that's the thing. It doesn't have a Freddy or a Jason or a Mike Myers. I mean, it has the Xenomorph, but that's the alien. Mm-hmm. It's not an actual, like, slasher killer deranged psycho.
Yeah.
That's where the difference is.
Well, and again, it's just like everyone has said everything about this movie. Like, the art style is so original. Like, I love all the 80s, like, CRT stuff. The design of everything, again, going back to...
it's a beautiful world. And then, like, the fact that they were able to recreate it so well.
Geiger? Is that
H.R. Geiger.
H.R. Geiger. Mm-hmm. So disturbing. Just having a mouth inside a mouth. And, like, I mean, the Xenomorph is the perfect counter to the human being. It's been evolved to be the most perfect hunter, killer, predator, whatsoever. And I just love how the story plays out, right? You don't know who the main character is until about halfway through the movie when everybody starts dying. Mm-hmm. The chest bursting scene, I didn't even know. So when I first saw this movie...
That was new to you.
Didn't know anything about it. And they're just... It takes you so by surprise because they're just chilling, having a good conversation, talking. And it's like, he starts coughing. He's like, oh, he's coughing. And then hits the fan. Like, oh, my God.
And it really kicks off from there.
And it's really unseeable. Like, you can't unsee that. Like, once you see it, it's like, oh, that's going to stick with me forever.
When you watch it the first time, like, if you don't know that's coming, when it gave up its grip on him and shriveled up and died, like, I was pretty confused as to happened here.
Okay. He's fine.
Seems normal. Like, you're expecting, obviously, something to happen to him. Right. But in my head, I was thinking more The Thing type something, maybe. Not, oh, my God, it laid an egg in its belly.
How disturbing is that also? The fact that it, like, reaches down your throat and plants its seed in your stomach.
Yeah.
Like, gross.
Yeah.
And then it wraps around your neck, so, like, you can't take it off. You'll die.
And
like,
it bleeds acid.
Yeah. Like, it's the perfect killing machine.
I feel like you're talking yourself into it being a horror movie.
No, I love the movie.
It's so good.
I don't know why I don't think of it that way. I'm not saying it's not. It's just in my head.
It's psychological.
Think of it.
Like, and it sticks with you, too. Like,
I tried watching that with one of my first girlfriends in high school, and she made it about 20, 30 minutes in and had to stop. She was bawling. Like, could not stop.
So basically just to the facehugger.
It was just too intense. Like it's such an intense movie.
Oh, it's intense. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They did such a good job of establishing that world.
Yeah, the atmosphere also is so thick. Like, it's such a realized world that they're all in. Like, it's so good.
Well, the thing that you might like is it's been described as like a haunted house in space.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Which I feel like... That's basic. Like, if there was a haunted house that was alien themed and you could go and you'd be like in that world, like that, like, again, very much like with Jaws, like, I would not want to go to there. You could not pay me enough. Like, not only would I not pay to go do that,
they have a
VR
game.
You could not pay me enough to do it.
Alien Isolation. I couldn't play it. Like, it's just too scary.
I've made it through about 45 minutes of it.
It's too much.
And then the alien shows up and kills that guy. And I was like, I'm going to keep going.
Move.
Spoiler alert for those of you who haven't played that. But, after that, it's like, no, I'm going to hide in this locker. And that's where the game ended for me.
Hopefully he made it home.
And that's a legitimate actual thing you can do in that game, by the way. You can hide in lockers, under tables, all kinds of stuff to hide from the alien. Because if you shoot at it, it going to murder you.
Have we given you enough time, Arvin, to salvage what's left of your
picks?
No,
I'm just
going to
set this iPad on fire. It's fine.
Okay.
I don't know what I need time for. Wow.
There's Jaws 2 and Jaws 3.
And there's
3D.
Aliens.
I'm going to keep this clean for the podcast, but for the video. So I'm going to go with the 80s. I had a paper list, but I don't know what happened to it. And I'm going to go with John Carpenter's The Thing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I was torn between that one, too.
Yeah, yeah. Such well, now you've got Alien, so I'm going to get the other one that really speaks to me. Oh, my God. This movie is – like, you talked about, like, it being tense and, like, that thrill ride. Like, I feel like the same way about Antarctica. Like, that – it just gets that environment.
The desolation. You know?
Exactly. And it's like there's nowhere to go, right? Like, you're on a whole continent, and if you, like, go for more than a couple hours outside, you're going to die. Like, you don't have anywhere to go, and you're stuck with this thing, and you don't know what it is or who it is or, you know, who's actually really who they say they are anymore.
Yeah.
After, like, halfway through that movie, like, legitimately, I mean, still, even the ending, like,
the paranoia that creeps in is just unmatched.
Exactly, right? And so I love The Thing. So, yeah, that's my pick.
That ending is so good.
80s, and it's just,
I just love that, like, that really subtle swig of, like, what's probably gasoline. And it's like, oh, they're all done. Also, Kurt Russell is amazing.
He's so good.
The whole cast is really, really good. Yeah. John Carpenter and Kurt Russell is just match made in heaven.
Yeah, that is, it's 80s gold.
So, Lemmy, you've got two picks.
All right, this is a good little segue. Since The Thing, Desolate, Frozen Tundra, I'm going to go with 2000's and 30 Days of Night.
Oh, I love that
movie.
That's
a great one, yeah.
Underrated movie. I was thinking about
putting it on my A-list because Josh Hartnett and Ben Foster.
It's one of my favorite vampire movies, period.
Now, have you seen 30 Days of Night?
No.
Oh, it's such a good premise. Like,
it is cool.
Yeah.
That's it. The premise, like, it's a band of vampires, which are unlike any other vampires I've ever seen depicted in a movie. They are super creepy, speaking God only knows what sort of language that is that they got going on. And they go to towns where the sun is gone for 30, 60 days, and they just get to wreak havoc.
Yeah, they're in Alaska. They're up in Alaska.
And
that's cool.
And they do it in a way where they literally are going to wipe out the town and then to hide they don't want them to be noticed, so to speak. They don't want anyone knowing that this is happening. So when they wipe out the town, they create these disasters where it looks like there's something horrible that occurred and the whole town burns down. So there's no...
Dang, that's an original story.
It's good.
It is.
Good.
And Ben Foster, so the first 20 minutes is all set up of them prepping the town for their arrival. And all these weird things are happening in town. And nobody is piecing together, obviously. And Ben Foster is the point man. Like, he's a regular human who wants to be with the group, and they basically have promised him, you go into town, you prep it up, you get rid of this, this, and this, and we'll make you one of us. And Ben Foster's character, short-lived, is very memorable. There's a moment in the restaurant where he orders
so good.
Rare hamburger. Raw.
Raw.
She's like, rare? No, I want raw.
I want raw.
The whole thing just devolves after that. So it is.
They're terrifying too. Like, that movie's scary.
It's a different. The way that they create those vampires, the way they make them look, and the way that they. Their physical actions.
They're so fast too.
Yeah.
They're brutal.
It is trippy. And there's a scene. So when the initial havoc begins, the initial chaos, they slowly pan over the town.
Yeah.
And it's just, you see from an aerial view all of this chaos happening and just blood splats on ice and snow throughout. It is one of the wildest movies I've ever seen as far as vampire. And like
super
said,
overlooked.
Original premise. Yeah. I love 30 Days a Night. I was going to pick it, and I wanted to get it. I just figured it'd be a nice segue. We don't do a whole lot of segues on this show,
nice
and I thought
segue.
It'd be nice to do one for once.
A lot of it's improv. Also, shout out to Josh Hartnett and Ben Foster being A-listers in your eyes.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Well, this was in the early
2000s. Wow.
Ben, if you are listening,
I love Ben
you
Foster.
Are an A-lister.
And you know he
and
is.
Ben Foster's
you
fantastic. Come on our show.
He writes in all the time.
Ben Foster, not an A-lister? No.
He's always fantastic in the stuff that he does.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. I don't think he's an A-list. Like, he's not, like, famous. Like, if he walked into a restaurant, people wouldn't be like,
I'd run up and hug him. Okay, look, I'm not a huge Josh Hartnett fan, but just for the record, is he not considered an A-list actor? I thought he was. No.
I would say he was briefly in the early 2000s.
Yeah. Right around Pearl Harbor.
He's had a resurgence.
Okay. That was in 1941.
That was in
Oh, you take his movies,
honest to
tell a joke he hates.
I can't with you right now.
All right, so let me go one more.
This one I'm picking because this was the original... scare the hell out of me horror film. I could save it, but I'm not going to because I don't think any of you are picking it. I know you're not picking it, and I highly doubt you are.
Exorcist?
No, but that scared the hell out of me, too.
Yeah.
1980s, the original, Children of the Corn.
Oh wow. Malachi. Nice.
Malachi.
I have so many hang-ups with that movie, because, like, the children themselves are scary, but then there are other scenes where it's like, why are you trying to make corn scary? Just focus on the kids, because they're terrifying.
It's going into the corn. That's where the demon is.
Yes. Well, but yeah, it's underneath the corn, and you see it moving around. Yeah. But I feel like if you focused more on the kids, because that opening scene stuck with me forever. Like,
oh, yeah.
I can't
unsee
that.
When they stick the guy's hand in there. Into-
yeah. Ugh.
So this is this is when I watched Children of the Corn. I was 12 years old. It was me, Todd Weaver, Ron Fox, and Robbie Russell. We all went to Russell's house. Russell was the only kid who had this RCA player, so you could see a movie at home.
Wow.
And, like, back then, you stuck this thing in that was, like, the size of an album, and you watched the movie. And we were all... It's another century, guys. We were, A, just fascinated by the idea that we're going to get to watch a movie at someone's home, and we watched Children of the Corn. And I grew up in a small town across the street from a cornfield. No joke, it's in the fall. I don't know if it was October or not, but it was in the fall. It was gray, it was dark, it was cold, windy, like just typical fall day in the Midwest. We watched that movie, and we cut through cornfields all the time to walk around. It was time to go home after Russell's, after the movie, so we walked out of Russell's house, and we were just about to start walking into the cornfield to cut, and we just, like, nah, no.
Is that just kind of, like, look at each other and, like, doing this, no, right. No, it's not happening today.
And the whole walk home, you got the wind going, so you got rustling happening, and just everything just set us creepy.
The anxiety.
Everything. You're right. Every noise, you're like, oh, crap, Malachi.
Was that also a Stephen King short story?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I've seen it many times. Big
have man. You really?
Yes,
it's a good movie.
I would never guess that movie you would have seen.
It's random.
I mean, that's a horror film.
In all the
like, that's how I think of horror films.
There are some of those that got really bad. A ton of cable play.
Yeah, that's true. Children of the Corn was on all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did anyone see? There was a series that came out a year or two ago, right?
I heard it was decent.
Yeah,
I didn't watch it, so it, okay.
I don't know.
No one watched it. All right. So yeah, I had to like. That's my initial. This is a lot.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
When did you go back into the corn, or did you?
I'm gonna say that the following summer, when it came to like going to the Sycamore Park and going to the pool and the ball fields and all that, we were willing to cut through the daylight.
But it took a couple months then.
Oh, it was definitely like, not. Yeah, okay. No. Right.
Until '89, see, and Field of Dreams came out, and that we couldn't get you out of the cornfield.
Right there you go.
That sounds like asking a Hoosier, "When did you move back to Indiana?"
Right.
When'd you go back in the corn?
When'd you come back to the corn?
it was a while, and even then, like you, it was in your mind.
Oh,
about
I'm sure.
Malachi. I hate that.
That's
kid.
Right where I picked Jaws. So there you go,
Arvin. You picked your '70s. You picked your '80s. You're up.
All right. Let's keep it going. I am gonna pick. Oh, yeah, that's the one. Sorry, that took a second and was weird. I'm going to go with the famous actor star, and I'm going to go with Zombieland.
Nice. Yeah.
No! Good pick.
Is this A-lister that you're picking?
Feel my pain!
That's a good movie.
I thought it was safe.
Not big on Double Tap, but the first one's really good.
Yeah, the Double Tap, I was very excited to go and see it, but it did not live up to that excitement. But Zombieland, I feel like, came out of nowhere. I did not have great expectations for it. I feel like that whole cast is just fantastic, though, right? Yeah. I mean, you get all four leads are fantastic and well-known, right? You've got Emma Stone and you've got Woody Harrelson. Jesse Eisenberg's fantastic in it. What's the little girl's name? She was a little
girl. Dakota Fanning.
Not now. No.
That was a good guess.
Drew Barrymore.
It's Abigail Breslin.
That's who it is.
Are you still talking about this?
Yeah, sorry. I know, right? Yeah, seriously. Like, I just had to, like, stand here and be like, yeah, I'm talking about Shaun of the Dead. Oh, God. Anyways, I'm very sorry, Cash.
Not sorry.
It was number five on my list overall, though, my ranked list that is destroyed.
That makes me mad at Littell, not you.
Thank you, because it's honestly his fault.
It is his fault.
It is 100% his fault. I would have taken Shaun of the Dead.
Salemi was the one who suggested the Halloween podcast. It's his fault.
Okay. Yeah. Ultimately. We've all felt a lot of pain during this.
Why are your papers so wet? Are you drooling?
My water bottle was up here.
You are an infant.
Fair. Fair.
To circle back around to the snack cake conversation we were having earlier.
Right?
Is it like the Twinkies? Snowball? No, snowballs.
Snowballs.
Who the hell likes that?
Nobody. They're so gross.
Twinkie, I would understand, but the snowball?
Disgusting.
That had to be intentional, right? Come up with the worst snack cake that he wants to go find.
Yeah. Right? And he can't find them. Here's a whole truck full of Twinkies, but no. Yeah.
No, it's the opposite.
It's a truckload of...
It's a truckload of snowballs.
That he finally came
across.
That's
what he finds.
And that's...
No, he wants Twinkie. He doesn't...
I'm sorry, I forgot. I hate coconuts.
It's not taste, it's texture.
I was
so he was looking for Twinkies.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I apologize. I thought it was the other way. They did come across the snowballs.
And they're gross.
Yeah.
Snowballs? He's mad. He's like, it's always snowballs. There's never going to see him like
the truck.
And what's great is because
I'm sorry, listeners.
Woody Harrelson's vegan. So when he finally gets one at the end and you see it, you can so tell it's not a Twinkie. It's just some cornmeal that's mashed together.
Yeah. I also like the rules in that are just amazing.
Cardio.
Like, always wear a seatbelt. Like they just pop
Stretch.
Up and you're like, oh, right, sure. That's
Stretch.
Right. You got to be limber.
All right. Littell, you've got Alien. You've got Shaun of the Dead. If you find a way to draft an Indiana Jones, Arvin will kill you.
Temple of Doom, go ahead, he reaches into his chest, pulls out the heart.
I'm actually going to take my wild card now, and I'm going to grab Halloween while it's still on the table.
Which one?
Halloween.
Rob Zombie, 2007?
No, I'm going with the 70s John Carpenter Halloween.
I haven't seen that, but I'll get around to it.
Yeah, I mean, not a lot of people have.
What's it called? Halo Win.
It's German. Oh. It's German.
Okay. And you're taking that as a wild card?
Yep.
That's a cool strategy,
bro. You watched the Netflix making of, right?
It's so fascinating.
Yes, it is. It makes me appreciate the movie even more.
It's just, I love how small the setting is. Like, it's such a Midwestern small town.
Yeah.
And so it feels like, oh, this probably has happened and could happen at any point in where we live.
Yeah.
Like, I love the scene where they're driving up to the mental hospital at night. And you just see all these crazies walking on the yard, like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And then Michael goes back to home.
This and it all happens in a single night, movie itself.
Yes.
Or a single day, because she goes to school at the beginning.
Right, yeah. And you see him walking around.
But he was able to depict what I view as a typical Midwest town, but a typical fall
day
Midwest town. The way all of it just looks.
It's such an intense movie. I love every scene where he's in the shadows. Yeah. And John Carpenter made that in a couple minutes. Yeah. Just on his own piano. And every time you see his mask in the shadows, though, whose face is that again? The Star Trek guy?
William Shatner mask.
The Star Trek guy.
He is.
Spock.
Are you just trying to offend me at this point? Like, honest to God.
I love also the kills in that movie are so good. Like, I love when he like holds him up to the wall and like sticks him there with the knife. Like, oh, dude, what a horrible way to go.
I love the movie. I even like how it ended. Like, he was there, then he wasn't there.
He's gone. He's the boogeyman.
But I just hated how they turned him into
a supernatural killing machine.
It just got, as much as I like the new. And I do like it was a trilogy that they put out there, right? Mm-hmm. I liked it. It was just too much as far as who he is or what he is. I could buy he got shot and fell and then still got up and moved away. I can deal with that.
I just think the
get
first
run
movie,
over by cars and he's still okay. I mean, at some point, the guy should be bleeding, right?
Right. I mean, it's such a simple story. I think which is why it works so well. He's just a kid who was born evil, like truly.
And is there any horror premise scarier than the babysitter alone?
Dude, yeah.
That's always creepy.
And that's his sister, right? He kills his sister at the beginning of the movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm up. I've got two picks. I've got The Shining and Saw so far. Want to take bets?
Is it mescaline?
No, he's not.
Wow. Could you please take Arachnophobia from me?
Just so, I love that movie.
Yeah, if you want, like, just go ahead and
stab
me.
Such a good monster movie.
I bet that's what he's taking.
Okay, yeah, we'll see. That's a good bet.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay. But there's a limited number he's seen.
Not that
I'm also some playing odds.
I mean,
I think I know exactly what he's taking.
All right.
This is fun.
Write it down.
This is fun.
Write it down.
Okay.
Really quickly.
All right.
No, do it slowly.
And he did.
We're already at 40 minutes.
All right. So what do you pick? I know the people are going to be so.
I think it's that one.
Yeah.
All right, Cash.
No pressure or anything.
From the 1990s.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to take Hocus Pocus.
Awesome. Yes.
Okay.
That makes perfect sense because it's not a scary movie, but it is a very much Halloween movie.
I'm shook right now. I can't believe
it. It's so good.
It's entertaining.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I said Arachnophobia.
It helps that I was like 5 or 6 when it came out.
True.
I watched it all the time as a kid.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. No, it's not scary at all, but it's a Halloween movie and I like it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And that's all I have to say about that.
It's a cute movie.
Right.
What did you think I was going to take?
No, we got you
fixed.
I apologize.
I'll tell you after this.
You want to talk about Hocus Pocus?
The good news is Hocus Pocus was not taken anywhere on my list.
I didn't even write it down.
I actually did. It was on my 90s list.
So you don't want to talk about the movie?
Really?
Yeah, okay. I had it on there.
People
it explains
I,
itself.
I don't really like horror movies either. I'll throw that out there.
No kidding.
I'm not a huge fan of them. Maybe not as much as Cash, but because I've seen a good amount of them. But
don't fancy yourself a lady of the night, huh?
No, it ain't. No, it ain't.
Oh, you said horror. Sorry, I apologize. I misheard. Okay.
All right, what's your next pick?
All right, A-lister, I'm going. A-lister, I'm going From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, good movie.
See, that would have been on my list. It's got Tarantino.
Who that you count been the as the A-lister?
George Clooney.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I got to put my mindset in a different place.
I would have gone with Selma Hayek as the A-lister.
She's why I'm taking the movie.
She's great in that movie. She's great.
You know, her and I had a thing for a while.
Yeah.
You did. That's great.
Sure you did. I bet it was an online-only one-way kind of thing.
Anyways, that when she turns into... That's also a weird version of a vampire that they have her turn into. Because it's almost like the head of a cobra or something.
Yeah, it's strange.
It's kind of
which
like,
I guess kind of explains the dance that she's doing, cobra.
Sure.
But it's different.
It reminds me of Full Metal Jacket in that it's two movies.
Yes.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Like, so many people have watched Boot Camp and never got to Joker and all that. Love From Dusk Till Dawn, it gets weird when it... Because it's not vampire-y at all for, like, the first hour. And all of a sudden it's like, hey, here's this weird movie now.
Right.
Yeah.
But still, it's Tarantino, it's Clooney, it's Salma Hayek. We're drafting horror movies, so I'm going to take
it. Did Tarantino write this? I know we talked about this at one point. Did he write it?
He wrote parts of it.
Okay, and it was Robert Rodriguez is the other?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think that's why it's
And this
a little...
is their first collaboration, right? Like, first time they worked together on something?
I think so. No, Four Rooms.
Oh, they did that. Okay.
I don't know how collaborative that was because it was four different directors directing a different scene.
Right.
Or a different section.
Okay.
But definitely early on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out. I've never seen it.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah, it's fun. But it was very much a product of its time, I think, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you think it's aged well?
No. I watched it recently.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to take it.
Yeah. I mean, sure. Yeah. No, I get that.
Littell, you're up.
Hmm.
80s, 90s, 2010s, and A-list are still up.
You know what?
Oh, for the love of God.
I just got to go with, again, what my heart wants. I'm going to take 80s, and I'm going to take The Nightmare on Elm Street.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Could have done A-list too, Johnny Depp.
That's true.
Is he not an A-lister?
No.
Not at that point, but he is now.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, you could also argue probably Clooney during Dusk Till Dawn wasn't an A-lister yet.
Yeah.
So that was the stipulation. They were either an A-lister at the time.
Or they are now.
At any one point in time, they've been an A-lister.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they either became one or they were one. Yeah, that's kind of the...
But Josh Hartnett's it, so you're good.
I think this yeah. is the single best concept for a horror movie ever. Like, I think someone that you literally can't kill is like, he's in your dream.
He's in your dream.
You yeah. can't sleep. Like, insomnia is such a good play for a horror movie, and this movie does it perfectly. And I think, also, have you guys seen Dream Warriors? You probably haven't, but have you guys seen Dream Warriors?
I have, unfortunately.
Yeah. That's the a fun one. Movie. I think it is. It's not a scary movie. It's just really fun.
Right.
But I just love, like, you know, it's in your dreams. He can do anything. Yeah. So it's, I mean, the concept is amazing.
And everyone's had a bad dream. Yes. Everyone knows what it's like to wake up from a bad dream and take a moment to, was that, like, just to clear your mind that it was just a dream. Mm-hmm. Well, and yet it really does follow you.
And the atmosphere in that movie, like, it's so surreal. Everything's so ethereal. And the kills are, I can't unsee any of them. Like, it... Right off from the beginning where he's dragging her up the wall mm-hmm. into the ceiling and just, like, clawing at her. Like, holy cow. And then Johnny getting blended in his own bed. Like, it's gruesome, but it's so good. Like, and it's so campy, too. Like, there are funny moments in that movie because what's the blue collar tour or whatever?
Blue collar comedy.
Yeah. England's amazing.
Robert, right?
Robert England.
Did you watch enough of them to get to the, I don't even know which Nightmare on Elm Street it is, but get to the one where they explain the origin of Freddy?
Well, like, it's hinted at. From? It's hinted at in the first movie, too. It's
I didn't remember.
Well, okay. Because I mean, when she's talking to her mom about, like, what happened and why.
Oh, okay.
She goes into it.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Okay. So,
for those that don't know, Freddy Krueger was a pedophile who was killing kids, but.
Yeah, but...
And then they burned him in the school boiler room. They just set the whole thing on fire and walked away from it.
I'm talking about the origin
of... I don't have to watch
where,
six or no,
who Freddy's mom was.
Oh, yeah, with the new, like, revamped one?
At some point, she was a nun who was doing good work at a prison at an insane asylum, and she accidentally got locked up for the weekend with a bunch of insane sexual deviants. And
I just did
when they came back on Monday, like, none of it makes any sense, obviously, but that's Freddy's mom.
Yeah, okay.
And he was born from all of that.
But yeah, also...
I have no idea which Nightmare... Like, I lost track. There's so many.
There are too many now.
Yes.
All right, Arvin, you're up.
Well, just to clarify here real quick... Nightmare on Elm Street 2, Freddy's Revenge, Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors, Nightmare on Elm Street 4, The Dream Master, on Elm Street, The Dream Child.
Terrible. Ooh. That's probably the one you're talking about.
And
possibly.
And then there's something called Real Nightmares? That was weird. It was a TV series? And then there was the 2010 movie where they redid everything with Jackie Earle Haley.
I feel bad for that guy. He was a good Freddy.
He was.
But the movie was bad.
He was not good.
No, I agree.
Yeah. No, it did not.
But he would have made a good new Freddy if they decided to continue.
Yeah. If they'd. Yeah. Agree. Anyways, on to my next pick. I'm going to go with the 2010s, our newest category. And I'm going to go with my favorite, I think, horror movie of all time. It's called Cabin in the Woods.
I love that movie.
Love it so much.
Dude.
It's got like...
Another good premise.
It's got a great premise to it. It's got like, you know, it's so stereotypical in the whole like, hey, we're going to a cabin in the woods. And like Chris Hemsworth is in it. Like
his death in that movie that guy. Is the funniest movie death I've ever seen in my life.
It is. It is very funny. And also like very apropos, like all of the things that happen like in a very stereotypical way. And then you get to the big reveal where it changes everything, and you're like, oh, have you seen it?
Nope.
Oh, you would like that movie.
You need to see this movie. Like, okay. I'm not going to push for a lot. See this movie. It's a very fun movie. And again, I don't really like horror movies, but there's a lot of like the mythology, and like it's very rewatchable because of that too.
I'm putting stars next to the ones that I'm going to watch.
Okay.
And it's basically two stories.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
Kind of like
Very much.
You think it's one thing, and they're like, oh, no.
It turns out.
This is a story you did not know.
And it's so original. Like, it's so creative how they play with the tropes.
Does it have a good soundtrack like Hocus Pocus?
Not as good. No. But how could it be? There's no barber shop.
Yeah.
That's,
nothing comes a valid close. Point.
Or Bette Midler. Sorry.
Bette Midler. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, cut that. Cut that.
Cut that. Cut that. Cut that.
All right, Salemi, you're up. You got two 2010s, wild card, and A-lister left.
All right. So 1970s, I'm going to take.
70s, my bad.
And I'm kind of surprised no one's taking it. But it scared the hell out of me the first time I watched it. And when I say the first time I watched it, I was 18 and I was still scared as hell. The Exorcist.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There it is.
Man, that was not my guess.
The Exorcist. I am so thankful that I was kept away from this movie when I was young and that I tried to watch it, even though my parents told me not to, but just never the opportunity happened. But there was a lot of hubbub because my cousin Gina went to the theater to see it. She's older than me, and all the different Catholics in the family were very pissed that she went to see The Exorcist and that my uncle let her go to The Exorcist and blah blah blah. But after I watched it, I was like, oh, if I had seen that when I was 10, I would have cried.
Yeah, my dad,
like a girl.
My dad was 14 when
poor
it came
boy.
out, and went to see it in the theater with a friend, and they walked home, and his friend lived closer to the theater, so he had to walk the second half of the walk home
rough.
By himself at night. I don't know how he did it.
Yeah.
Especially for that time.
So,
right?
Yeah, at that time, it would have been cutting edge. I saw it, so 18, I would have been, 1989, so a good 18 years after. When it came out in what, 70?
73.
73, okay. So, yeah, it came out well. The special effects were a little dated, but not that much. But just the scenes, man, and the stuff she did, and holy crap, it was creepy as hell.
That's why
the turning of the head.
Oh, yeah.
Which is iconic. I knew it was going to happen, but when it does happen, you're like,
I like when movies do that. You know, they've kind of gotten away from CGI a little bit.
Yeah.
The way Tim Burton's like, I'm going to make Beetlejuice 2, Beetlejuice, but I'm not going to use CGI. Like, it's going to be sets, it's going to be set pieces, because that is just much better movie experience for everybody.
Well, it just lasts a lot longer, too. It doesn't date it as poorly.
True. All right, one more.
Have you seen The Exorcist, just out of curiosity?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to go with my A-list movie. The best ghost story I've ever seen.
Nicole Kidman, the A-lister?
Nicole Kidman is the A-lister, and it's The Others.
Others.
It is very good.
But I am your daughter.
It is creepy as hell, and then the last 15 minutes when you kind of understand, you're like, wow.
That's so cool.
Wow. You and I were talking about this movie the other day, right?
Yeah. The way they do the mood, the setting, the fog, it's in London.
Movie, yeah.
Yeah. And there, Nicole Kidman, it's probably the best I've ever seen her in a movie as an actress. Like, I'm not a huge, I don't think she's bad or good necessarily. But this movie, she is phenomenal as a tormented mother with children who she loves, but at the same time, they're kind of a burden because of her perceived health problems. And
yeah.
Then the elderly couple who help take care of the children in the grounds of the estate. Yeah, I just love it.
I'm going to say the last 15, 20 minutes of that movie are intense.
Yeah.
It really pops off.
Yeah. And for a while, you think it's not two stories, but for a while, you think the movie is this. And they're like, well, it is, but it's also this.
Yeah.
Can't name a single other person in that movie other than Nicole Kidman, by the way.
But yeah.
I don't know. There's really, it's only a cast of what? The two children, the two caretakers, Nicole Kidman.
I'll say that's it.
And,
yeah.
But we'll say.
They'll say the family.
Yeah. So six people. Oh, yeah, that other family. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Arvin, you've got 90s, 2000s, and wild card.
Yay. So. I finally have a pick that I'm really excited about that nobody stole from me. Hooray. I am going to go with my 2000s pick, and I am going Stephen King's best story made into a movie ever, in my opinion, The Mist.
Ooh. Have you read the book?
I love that movie. I have. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
That is probably his best book, in my opinion.
I think it's fantastic. Like, it's all the way around. And I think they did – I think it's the best adaptation of his work pretty much ever.
Yeah. Also, them choosing to make the ending the way they did.
Oh, my God.
Gut-wrenching.
Like, they just rip your heart out right. and stomp on it again and again and again.
Is
and
it the same ending in the book or is no. it a different ending Ooh. In the book?
No. This is okay. what they changed. And it's Frank Darabont. This is actually what led to him getting The Walking Dead was the way that he handled this movie. And...
Yeah.
Like the ending good. Is yeah, just.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I mean, it's one of those things that sticks with you forever. I could rewatch it again and again, but I'd need to have like a couple years between the rewatches. Because it's like, it legitimately guts you. Like, so you guys have seen
it. I've seen it, yeah.
It is so. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Oh, you have. I didn't read the book, though.
Interesting. The book's very, very good.
But I'm a Stephen King guy. But okay. I did not get to that book, though.
If you like Stephen King, it's a good book to read. It's very well done.
And it's
quick, too. Yes. And yeah, Frank Darabont's fantastic. And just all of it, right? Like, oh. He is. He's the director.
Thank you.
The least we could do.
He doesn't know directors. So
and right. also, what is the woman's name who is essentially like the terrible neighbor in the grocery store? She's so
sucks.
Good
I
in that.
So
oh, I
much.
Hated her so much. Like, you just really want her to die
like just
in this movie. Like, why does she continue to live? Ah, what is her name? She's such a good actress, though, too. Like, she nails that part because, like, I still hate her character so much. I'm going to have to look that up.
She is an annoying holier-than-thou.
Oh, my gosh, right? Yeah. Ugh. She does that so well.
Yeah, she did.
I don't have my phone on me. Can you look that up? That's going to really bother me.
100%. I'm on it. But, yeah, somebody else talk about The Mist for me for a second.
For those of you who like The Walking Dead, watch The Mist because I don't know anything about the director, but there's at least three or four characters in that movie who are prime characters in the first few seasons of The Walking Dead. And now I know why. Because
Lori Holden's in there. And her name is Marcia Gay Harden. Marcia Gay Harden's fantastic in that movie. I mean, and then you've got Thomas Jane, you've got Andre Brower. You've got Toby Jones.
I like Andre Brower.
Yeah, seriously. R.I.P. He's great. And then it's just so well done and put together. And it's 2 hours long, but it's like quick. I mean, it just hits and hits and hits.
It doesn't waste any time.
Yeah.
Toby's the grocery manager, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody more awkward looking holding a gun than him?
Nope. I know.
It's like, when he had the gun, and he knows how to use it, but when he had the gun, I'm like, you don't have a gun. Like,
I don't feel safer.
Right. If all the characters in the supermarket to be packing, he was not the guy. But yeah, right. I like that guy a lot.
Yeah.
Littell, 90s, 2010s, A-lister. What's next?
I'm going to go ahead and get my 90s pick because I don't think you're going to take one of my other picks.
Hope not.
I'm going to go ahead and grab Silence of the Lambs from the 90s.
For the record, that's what he thought you were going to pick.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to pick last round. I'm surprised you didn't take it.
I thought it was safe.
No way. Hannibal Lecter?
It's
one of the best villains in cinema history.
I'm anxious to watch this.
You zag so much when I expect you to zig that I legit thought it was safe. I thought Zombieland was safe too, but because there are just so many movies and you guys have seen so many more than I have, I'm like, I'm going to stick to my little pile over here. But
there's so many scenes that stick with me from this movie. Like her first interaction with him just walking to his cell and he's just like ready for her. Mm-hmm. Like, ugh, what a freak. Also, when he's like, laying on the ground and he has someone's face on already so they don't even know he's in the room with them. The whole scene of her going through the house to kill Wild Bill.
At the end?
Wild. Yeah. That is so stressful.
The single greatest ending to a movie ever for me.
No, the ending or just that part? Because the ending is also awesome.
So not the very final scene, which is cool.
Yeah.
You know, I'm having a friend over for dinner. but in the dark...
Yeah.
As he's watching her through the night vision goggles. Oh, my God. Dude,
and he just gets like right up to her face.
It's so good. Man, I'm really pissed you
did that movie start the trend where so the cops are coming up on the house, they're about to break down the door and they keep cutting back and forth. She's talking, she's about to walk up to another house to knock on the door and they're you know how they make
and
it
it's a different
seem,
house.
Right. Like
yeah.
they
yeah.
made it seem the cops are coming up on Wild Bill's home and they're knocking on a door, and you see Wild Bill in the other scene walk up to the door, open it, but it's just her. Like that whole
so good.
Movie.
I don't know that I ever saw where, that before.
Yeah, because yeah. it gets used. What's the word that I'm looking for?
It's kind of what theme. The Dark Knight did with cliche. The bombs. Yeah.
It's a trope.
Trope. Mm-hmm. There we go.
Like you think he's going for.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
What's her name?
And but I don't think I've ever seen that in a movie until Silence of the Lambs, where you think the cops are coming to his house, but it ends up not being his house.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I just got an idea for a great draft. Movie tropes.
That'd be
yeah.
cute.
That'd be cute.
Mainly, I want to make fun of them.
Okay.
But anyway, I think that could be fun. There are so many that I can't stand.
I'm going to be honest with you. It might be hard for people to listen to me talk about that. I don't know if I can accurately explain a trope just the way I did that one. I don't think I did anybody any good.
If you Google
good.
Movie tropes,
right.
you could create a nice list.
No, me explaining it. Is, I think, a problem. Anyway, let's move on to the other movie.
Don't you worry. That's
this
why
isn't
going to
be good listening either. Me explain why I can't do it well. So who's up?
Cash.
I'm up.
Casher. Oh, got yeah, you picks. Got two picks.
I got 70s, 2010s, and wild card. This sucks.
Welcome to my world, Cash.
Yeah. Fiddler on the Roof is still available in the 1970s.
The roof.
The Pianist is available.
Oh,
so my 2010s, I legitimately either A, want to have you guys draft it, or B, I want to try to take one that you guys want, just for fun.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
I know, there's so many.
Yeah.
All right. For the 1970s, I'm going to take the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Woo! So two musicals you've now taken.
He doesn't
What's
like
the musical.
I feel like Hocus Pocus is basically a musical.
It's not a musical.
It's not a musical.
Well,
it's musical adjacent.
It's musical adjacent. Well, there's like three women in it, and they're all the leads, so technically it's a musical.
Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's how that works.
Look,
Rocky Horror Picture Show, I'm all in.
Sharpen thought.
You picked the one horror film that Meatloaf was in.
Mr. Curry, dude. Unmatched.
You don't think Fight Club is horror?
Yeah. Come on.
I know. I'm not going that far on
Kasner
the horror.
Is now going to take a break to show Robert us his Paulson. Version of the time warp. Go ahead.
For my wild card, I'm going to take Ernest Scared Stupid.
Oh, my really? God.
All right. Kasner has given up. He is gone off the
table. I think we're done here, fellas. Yeah, we're good? Okay.
It sounds like we're
is that wild card
at
or
the
20
end
10?
Of this.
That's wild card.
Wild card. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe, but I just saw you did.
Yeah, go ahead. Ready. Explain your pick.
Oh, we're still going. Okay. Sorry. Yes, I thought we were
reason.
Actually done.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
So the movies that I would still like to draft are not in the 2010s. So I legit really have nothing from the 2010s.
Oh, okay. Wow. How about Get Out?
Like? Get Out's a great
10
movie.
10 Cloverfield Lane. Attack the Block.
Don't say more.
Us.
No.
Us.
Split. See, I was going to take Hereditary.
Mandy.
But I feel like one of you, I haven't seen it. No.
Mandy.
Yeah, that's one I would want to see.
It's got the Nick Cage.
You
can make it aspirational.
Yeah.
All right, back to Littell.
Did you? Oh, that. Yeah, your wild card.
I picked Rocky Horror and Ernest Scared Stupid. I don't know what the big deal is.
Well,
looks like these are great picks.
I'm glad you
and
didn't.
And then did not talk about Ernest Scared Stupid
it's
at all.
There's no need to.
Well, I don't have anything to say about it, but just let's go on.
I am going to pick up Hereditary, though, from the 2010s. I think that's... Toni Collette was absolutely snubbed for Best Actress that year because there has never been a woman portraying just grief and depression that intensely in a movie ever, in my
Sophie's
opinion.
Sophie's choice, but continue.
He hasn't seen that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Also, she won the Oscar, so not worth noting.
Oh. We'll cut that out.
Oh, yeah.
No,
we'll cut that out.
Please.
That
out.
We're at an hour and 7 minutes, and this is going to be like 48 minutes.
There's not a lot of darlings to like lose in here.
But yeah, our intro to Ari Aster as a director, and I think I just love his style. It's so tense the whole time. He's very dark. The whole movie's really dark. What happens to her daughter and the way that that plays out in the movie is one of the most realistic depictions of that I've ever seen. Like, the whole... 20 minutes after it, where he just drives home, lays down in bed, does not sleep till morning, and then lets his mom find her body in the car. Like, That destroyed me. Like, I've never seen something like that in a movie
ever. It's a telephone pole, right?
Yes. Nice. Yes. Are you whispering launch codes to him?
No, what
are you
doing? I've never seen it.
He's never seen it.
Have not seen it.
Really, guys.
I heard it's really good.
It's so
I don't know
good.
Why I've never gotten
it. I saw it in theaters twice. It was that good.
Wow. Huh. Wow.
It's worth it. Like, okay. Well, man, now I don't have
no,
as much
it's
to
fine.
Say.
It's okay.
I knew about the telephone pole.
You might get us all to like watch it. I mean, come on.
Everyone does a fantastic job. The acting is so good throughout the whole movie, and it's
I heard
just
she deserved an Academy.
Really, I mean, truly. Like when you watch it, and I hope you do. It just feels real. Like it feels like a mom experiencing the loss of her child, and it's like her yells in that movie. Her like sorrow is. It's hard to watch. Like it's real. Like I wanted to walk out. It was so real.
Who did she lose to? Was it Olivia Colman in The Favorite?
I think so. Yeah,
that
which
sucks.
Is ridiculous. Yeah, it sticks with me all the time. There's what the movie does best is there are lots of scenes where it plays with shadows, and you think that there are people in the shadows. Sometimes there are. Sometimes there are not. And like, man. But yeah, grief, tragedy, loss, big themes in that movie.
Arvin, 90s wild card. What do we got?
Okay, so I'm going to go with wild card here, and I'm going to go ahead and pick up my favorite vampire comedy of all time, What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah, such a good movie. Spawns such an amazing show.
All of that.
That movie makes me laugh so
all
hard.
Of that. Taika Waititi, I mean, you know, like the whole kind of New Zealand comedy genre that it spawned. I love it. It's one of the like I had to track it down on Blu-ray because I couldn't find it streaming anywhere, and
really?
It was hard to find on Blu-ray. Right, like it was weird because it's one of those like New Zealand shows, and then found it, and then I think it blew up pretty shortly after
yeah,
that.
Because the
so
show
it was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, yeah, I think the show had come out, and then it was like, all right, now we want to see this movie. So yeah, it's one of those things where I feel like I got in on the ground floor, and it's just it's awesome. So. And it's a comedy, and I don't like horror movies, so here we are.
Yeah. For those it's unaware, it's basically The Office, but with vampires.
Yeah, 100%. It's kind of, you know, we're going to send in a documentary crew to, like, track this, like, big vampire festival that's happening in New Zealand, and then they, like, find a family of vampires that they're just going to hang out with.
And then what happens to the oldest vampire as soon as they wake them up?
Yep.
So silly.
So all of that, and it's great. And then in the show, they do occasionally show up too. They're like, "Oh, hey, we're from the Vampire Council of New Zealand," and they show up in the show. And the show's pretty funny too. Matt Berry's amazing in that show.
The show's really good.
So
let me. All right, 2010s and wild card back to back. What do we got?
So 2010s, I am going with It.
Nice.
That's a good choice.
I have no idea the actor's name who plays Pennywise.
Skarsgård.
Who is it?
Skarsgård.
Okay.
Bill.
Actually, I know
Bill?
Who you're talking
Bill
about now that you say that. That is it?
Yeah.
That's him?
Skarsgård, yeah.
Wow. I did not know that. I like that dude a lot, too.
Yeah. He's good in all the
I didn't
movies.
Realize that
was him
in
It. Is great,
yeah,
but
say his
actors.
Dad, like...
So it isn't just Bubby. Some weird last name that they happen to share. They're all related?
Skarsgård.
Yeah. Okay.
Stellan is the patriarch.
Isn't one of them named Bill?
That's the one you're talking about. Yeah. Pennywise.
He played a clown called Pennywise.
He does that amazingly. And I remember when the television series came out and our boy from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Curry.
Tim Curry. Yeah. Like, I thought he did great. I thought that was super creepy. This is 100, no offense, Tim Curry. This is 100 times better.
Oh, it's way
that.
Scarier for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, for sure.
That
yeah.
scene with the little girl when she goes under the bleachers.
Yes. Dude, yeah.
So sad. it's so dark.
It's really good. I like
poor Georgie.
It too Georgie. Was good. I liked It better.
Oh, part one's
creepy.
Definitely.
When they're kids, it just sticks with you more, I think. When
yeah.
kids.
And like they do such a good job of like portraying the 80s in that way too.
Oh, yeah.
It feels, I mean, it's kind of like. It's what Stranger Things is doing, right,
yeah.
with their whole thing. And
right.
that's basically, like, that whole vibe that you get, which when you do that right, it brings a certain generation all back to their feelings. So, 100%. Yeah.
My wild card, I'm going to cheat a little, and because we're running out of time, I'm not going to explain the entire reason why. But I am going to take Woman in Black, but not the film adaptation with Daniel Radcliffe, a.k.a. Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I'm taking Woman in Black, the actual stage production that I went to see when I was in London. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Wow. When he said cheating, he meant cheating.
Yes. This is the haughtiest take I've ever heard of.
Sorry, life. Man. It
what
is.
I sound on stage in the Globe Theater.
Hey. It ranks up there with some of the skin-crawling, tingliest, chilliest moments I've ever had watching something, and I can't believe it was just a play, but it made my skin on edge, goosebumps. Marie at one time literally jumped a little, and but there are other people.
You out.
Dude, there are other people in the theater who screamed like it. It is a great ghost storytelling, and I'm not going to I'll explain to you guys later on how they do it, but the premise of how they do it is what sets everything else up, and I had no idea. We were buying tickets to go see a couple different plays, and we kept seeing these posters about how scary it was, and I kept laughing about it because I'm like, it's a play.
Right. How scary can a play right. be?
And it said, yeah, like, if you what? Have heart problems, don't go. You need to get permission. So we were asking the ticket guy when we were buying tickets to different shows, like, is it really scary? He's like, yeah. I was like, but it's a play. I'm just telling you, it's pretty scary. It's very popular, blah, blah, blah. All right, what the hell? We'll buy tickets to go see that, too. And it was crazy good. I was so excited when the movie came out, and then I saw it. Like, it's just
can't capture that magic.
No,
well, like when you're there, right? Like I feel like that would if it was really scary and you're there, like you're part
that's
of
the
it.
Thing. The whole set's in front they of you. Make, so it's literally happening in front of you.
That is the premise of the play. Is you are part of it. Like I said, I'll explain it later on. I don't want to take up time doing that.
Cool. So did you want to pick a movie or?
I was going to make the same joke. All I'm so glad.
If I have to pick a movie, and I will pick a movie.
I don't have any 2010s.
I'll go with 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Great movie. John Goodman destroys in that movie.
Wild card. Oh my
God. God, that movie's such a good sequel.
Man,
it really just takes good. That universe and makes it so much better. Like.
I feel really bored
right like,
now.
And you don't like feel if it actually is like happening or whatnot.
Right,
and then at the end, you're like, oh, it all of that's actually happening. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
I like 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Again, another, like, plays a paranoia really well, I think.
It didn't scare me as much as the other woman, but I guess, or the Woman in Black, but I guess I'm not allowed to have that one.
And it's got like a 12 Angry Men kind of vibe.
Play.
Where it's like a really small set just the whole time.
Yeah. It's all captured in the basement, the bunker. Yeah.
Gives black phone vibes, kind of.
You know, when I saw Woman in Black, that was all in a theater. Just a theater. Just saying.
You're so cultured.
You know you're allowed to take the Daniel Radcliffe movie. You're allowed to take that movie.
But that movie didn't. That movie
right,
wasn't
no,
that good.
I get it. But,
you're
like, you take the movie and then talk about the
play. Have to go
that's
to the
fine.
Cinema. Yes, he goes indeed. To the theater.
Going to the
you saw
theater
play
in London
in the
is
theater?
Like going to the movie theater. I mean, it's super cheap. They're all over the damn town. What?
What kind of redback sympathizing
like,
crap is that?
It's called a theater.
It's called.
You,
I know.
You're
it's
a lobster
funny the way you
back
that.
At
you're
heart,
like,
dude.
I saw a play in the theater.
Right.
Well, you sure did. You sure did.
On the pitch.
Well, here we see plays at the Performing Arts Center.
And that's a fun story. Welcome to our podcast about movies.
I will never bring culture back to this podcast again.
Good.
No.
It's Yankeeville up in here,
that's
dude.
The whole point.
That's the poll quote, so let me bring culture to the podcast.
Never again.
Arvin, got the 1990s. Just take Leprechaun so
last
the hotel
pick.
Can go.
Leprechaun! Ooh. No, I'm going to take Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ooh. As your wild card?
I just don't understand how it's... One. No, as my 90s movie.
Oh.
I don't understand how it's gotten picked. I honestly would probably have picked Arachnophobia, but I just don't understand how it hasn't gotten
no
picked.
No misery.
So I'm going to go for it and just pick it as mine. Like, I like it. It's fun. It's Tim Burton, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like we're going to not be taken seriously if we don't take this movie as part of our draft. So I'm going to pick it. That's all I have to say about that.
Are you going to take it in the Christmas draft too?
Probably.
Cool. Can you name another movie that is a Christmas movie and a Christmas and a
Halloween
movie
at the same time?
Yeah. I don't think there is. Silent Night doesn't count.
No, Black Xmas, the original, is really good.
Yeah, I know, but
Hotel Transylvania.
The original movie is really good.
But you wouldn't really watch that at Christmas time. Like, you can watch
Krampus.
Nightmare Before Christmas and still have that Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
You watch Black Christmas and it's a horror film.
Yeah.
Silent Night's a horror film.
Krampus.
I go with that. That's kind of fun-ish.
Yeah.
I liked it. It's got Toni Collette in it too.
It does, yeah.
You know what she deserves? An Academy Award.
I agree. She's fantastic.
And now it's Littell's turn.
Yeah.
What am I got?
Pick Krampus.
No.
All right.
Don't do it.
Pick Krampus.
You got A-lister left? Toni Collette, dude. Let's go.
I already... I'm going to pick Predator.
Yes!
So I had that down, but then I decided that's not a horror movie.
It's not!
Okay, nice. if it's not a horror movie...
No, you can't... I will let you pick what is in your heart. Because
so let me pick play.
No,
pick
go with
Predator.
It.
Well, then I'll pick Predator. It's an intense movie.
Yeah, it is.
And it gave us the Predator. Plus, it has every action star ever in that movie.
Oh, my God.
Fighting for their lives. Mm-hmm. When Arnold comes up out of the mud, is one of the best scenes ever. So good.
Yeah. If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Carl Weathers.
Yes. Ah, I mean, the whole cast is excellent. It's studded. Did you see the show, the spinoff show? Prey?
Is he saying that like in a British accent?
Yeah. Did you see the show?
Did you see the show?
Well, that's what you call it, right?
Did I see the prequel Prey?
It was more of a sequel prequel.
Yeah.
He watched the show on a TV.
Is that true?
on the telly.
We didn't have a choice because it only came out on streaming.
He's going to go off the deep end. We got to go.
Prey's so good.
It is.
Anyways, who's next?
I do like it.
Last pick of the draft. It's my 2010s. I don't know if this will count. Can I go with... Nah, I don't want to do that.
Babadook.
I like the story of the visit.
Of what?
The Visit.
Oh, The Visit was great.
That's a great story. I haven't seen it, but...
All right.
It's a great story. I haven't seen it.
How do we feel about The Gray?
Yeah. The ending is really messed up.
Yeah.
Go for it.
When it turns out they're in the den at the end.
Taking the Gray.
Real sad.
Good movie. Feel like it counts.
Sure.
Count it.
I feel like it counts.
Scoreboard.
Considering I have Rocky Horror, Hocus Pocus, and Ernest Scared Stupid.
All right, what's our wrap-up, Cash?
Yeah, I feel like you had two. Shining Saw. I'll get in three. Dusk to Dawn. And then the rest were kind of... Yeah. But I wasn't expecting... No offense, I wasn't expecting a lot out of you, buddy.
Me either.
Like a left-handed hitter going up against a left-handed reliever. I just... Make contact. Let's see what happens.
The other ones I wanted all got taken.
I had Zombieland
ready to go. I thought Silence of the Lambs was going to be safer longer than it was, so it happens.
How did we have this in Friday the 13th and Carrie were never taken?
Friday the 13th is not that good of a movie.
That's true.
The first one kind of sucks.
The guy that you hear...
But it is 2 hours. You're never
getting back.
Who's
not really part of this podcast, that was the custodian who just walked by.
What? Who are you talking about?
I just, because you didn't have your head so many times, so I didn't think you could hear it that well. No, the part where you said it's not that.
That's an elaborate joke to make with just audio.
I'm sorry. sorry. It's not that
I'd love
scary.
To see this in
all right,
a play.
Let's go argue about this at TikTok.
Ticket studs out.
We love you.